Welcome to the Seed Pod for Beginners. I'm Miss Ashley, and I'm so glad you are here with me today as we sing and learn about God through nature and the Bible. Heavenly Father, please bless all the boys and girls who've joined us today. Help us to learn so much more about you and come close to Jesus. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Hi, boys and girls. I want to say a special hello today to Elisa and to Campbell. It's so much fun to find out who is spending time with Jesus. Keep making Jesus your very best friend. I hope you enjoy the songs and the story today. You can talk to Jesus every day. Do you need a phone? No, you just pray. Tell him what you're thankful for, sorry about, or what you need help with. Let's sing, I Talk to Jesus.
Hi, Grandma.
I talk to Grandma on the phone, on the phone, on the phone. I talk to Grandma on the phone, and she hears me, I know. I talk to Jesus when I pray, when I pray, when I pray. I talk to Jesus when I pray, and he hears me, I know.
Jesus is the one who gives us all good gifts. Even our money really belongs to him, but he only asks that we give some of it back, and then it can go to help others. Let's sing. Here is my money for Jesus.
Here is my money for Jesus, for Jesus, for Jesus. Here is my money for Jesus, I'll give my money to him. Here is my money for Jesus, for Jesus, for Jesus. For Jesus, I'll give my money to him.
We are going to play a guessing game. I'll give you hints. Then you guess what it is. Are you ready? I can be made of round metal or small paper. People work to earn me. You give me to someone so you can buy something. What am I?
Money.
Next one. I am made of cloth like cotton. You put me on in the morning and take me off before bed. I cover your body and keep you warm in the summer or cool in the winter. What am I?
Clothes.
That's right. I'm clothes. Shirts, pants, socks, clothes. Last one. You usually give me to your mommy and daddy before bedtime, when they leave, or to show love. Sometimes people squeeze tight with their arms when giving me to someone. You might give a kiss at the same time. What am I?
Hugs!
That was kind of tricky. I'm a hug. These three things are all gifts we can give to others to help. Money to buy things. Clothes to cover them and look nice, and a hug to help them feel loved. Our story today is about a woman who gave a small gift with lots of love. Dear Jesus, we pray that you would help us to give love to you and to others. Help us to learn about you through this story. In Jesus' name, amen. Our Bible storybook tells about a widow who really loved God. Her husband had died, and she was now very, very poor. But no matter how poor she was, she always liked to take an offering when she went to the temple or the church. One day, before the widow went to the temple, she looked into her purse. She had hardly any money. There were only 2 coins. The widow knew that she would need money for food and other things. The widow thought about keeping the money for herself, but she was unselfish, and she also loved God very, very much. I will give this money to God, the widow thought. God will help me get the things that I need. At the temple, some proud rich people were putting money in the offering box. They wanted other people to see how much money they gave. They might clink their money or hold it up and drop it in so everyone can see. But the poor widow, she didn't want people to see her offering. It was so small, she was kind of embarrassed. When she thought nobody was looking, she quickly put her 2 coins into the offering box. Clink, clink. Did you know someone was watching her? Jesus was watching the widow. What did he do? He smiled at her, and his smile was so kind. Then the widow smiled too. She knew that God was happy about her little offering. The poor widow gave more than the rich people gave. Do you want Jesus to smile at you? I do. When we give, Jesus wants us to think of the widow. Jesus wants us to be unselfish like she was. We might not have much money. We might not have many things. But we can still bring a gift to God. It's memory verse time! Our memory verse today is 2 Corinthians 9:7. God loves a cheerful giver. When we say God, point to the God in heaven. Then give yourself a hug when we say love. And then trace your smile on your face with your finger when we say cheerful. And hold your hands out when we say giver. God loves a cheerful giver. 2 Corinthians 9:7. Now let's try it together.
God
loves a cheerful giver. Second Corinthians 9:7. Let's close our eyes for prayer time. You can repeat after me. Dear Jesus. Please help us.
Please help us.
To always be kind.
Always be kind.
And share what we have.
And share what we have.
Like the widow in our story.
The widow in our story.
We love you.
Love you.
In Jesus' name. Amen. Our closing song today comes from the hymnal. It's called, "'Tis Love That Makes Us Happy." Let's show our love to God today.
"'Tis love that makes us happy, 'tis love that smooths the way. It helps us mind, it makes us kind to others every day. God is love for his little children. God is love, we would be like him. 'Tis love that makes us happy, 'tis love that smooths the way. It helps us mind, it makes us kind to others every day. This world is full of sorrow, a sickness, and try some soul to win. God is love for his little children. God is love, we would be like him. 'Tis love that makes us happy, 'tis love that smooths away. It helps us mind, it makes us kind to others every day."
The Bible study material used in today's devotional podcast was used with permission from My Bible First. If you'd like your own copy, go to mybiblefirst.org. To download today's coloring picture and for more programs like these, check out the description box below and visit our website, startingwithjesus.com.